Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I am Andy Zaltzman, and you are whoever you want to be. This week, there's been a lot of election stuff to take in around the universe, and following our look back at the Dutch elections yesterday, today we go all back to the very early days of the podcast and issue 8 of The Bugle. Here I am with John Oliver in December 2007 in an episode entitled Australians Keep Touching the Queen.
Top story this week, and it is all change in Australia. The Sydney Morning Herald described Australia's recent election as a political earthquake. And it is important to remember that earthquakes come in different sizes. This particular earthquake was probably enough to knock an ornament off a mantelpiece somewhere. Perhaps cause someone to say, "What was that?" or make a dog bark. But it was an earthquake nonetheless. Hold on to your breakfast, world.
Australia have voted out John Howard, the undisputed four-time Australian general election champion, who now becomes the second of the Iraq War's three biggest cheeses to bite the Democratic bullet until it goes bang in his own face. Some commentators said that Howard ran a negative, regressive and pessimistic campaign, which makes his defeat all the more surprising.
He was ousted by Kevin Rudd, and the name Kevin Rudd sounds like a mid-level accountant. Kevin, is this stapler tax deductible? Only if you like prison food, Bill. Thanks, Kev, I owe you one again. John Howard will be remembered as a close ally of President Bush, and also as the man who controversially put his arm around the Queen. There was an outcry...
That wasn't him, John. That was Paul Keating.
Was that not Howard?
Right, we have another fact off.
Oh, God.
This is one all, John. This is one all.
Well, let's see. Come on, Howard.
This is the vengeance we all knew I would get sooner rather than later.
Who'd have thought I'd find myself saying, "Come on, John Howard, touch up my queen." Yes! Yes!
It was Paul That is absolute bullshit! Look up Paul Keating and the Queen. He's the one that touched her on the arse.
John Howard had a crack at the Queen. That is history. 2-0. 2-0. Wow.
Robert Menzies shtuck the Queen. That'll come out, the Official Secrets Act. That'll come out in about 60 years' time. Well, so it turns out they both touched the Queen. What is it with Australian leaders and fondling our monarch? Leave her alone.
What is it about our monarch? What is it that she has? What pheromones is she giving off that are attractive to Australian prime ministers?
Well, they're just red-blooded men, John. Who can blame them?
Kiss my crown.
I got a bit of an insight, John, into the extraordinary popularity of Kevin Rudd when I was in Australia. I was doing shows at the Melbourne Festival, and I would ask the crowd isn't quite the right word, audience, even that's not, maybe jury, that's more numerically appropriate, who's looking forward to John Howard leaving, and all of them cheered. And I would then ask who's looking forward to Kevin Rudd taking over, and there would be an eerie silence as people slowly realised that democracy is deeply flawed.
But John Howard was referred to as the US sheriff in Asia-Pacific region. And apparently he was the quickest draw in the Pacific, especially if you were drawing up reactionary immigration legislation.
That leaves only George W. Bush of the War on Terror's big three. Blair was bumped off by his own party. Howard taken out by his own people. And John, I think it looks bad for George W. Bush. I think his number's up. I think his reign will soon end, whether it's due to the unstoppable march of time or the 22nd Amendment of the US Constitution. I can't see him lasting much more than another year at most. And his chances of winning the election, I'd put it at 20 to 1. But what's the view in America?
Well, I mean, people aren't quite as optimistic as that, Andy. You know, he's already won an election that he lost. So let's not rule him out of suddenly coming out with something incredible here.
Could he win an election he's not in? Is the man that good at democracy?
He loves America, Andy, and he loves God. And who's to say that he can't combine those two powers and take this country a third time? But it does seem that Bush is fast becoming a bad King Midas. Everything he touches turns to shit. If he was to offer you a job reference, you would not get that job. In fact, Kevin Rudd campaigned successfully on anti-Bush promises, signing Kyoto and withdrawing from Iraq. And in this sense, perhaps Bush can potentially guide the world to a better tomorrow. People often wear these bracelets here which read, "What would Jesus do?" to help them make good decisions. If all world leaders had "What would Bush do?" bracelets, they could just look down at their wrists in times of crisis, think about it for a second, and then do the opposite. If humanity did the opposite of whatever Bush would do, we could be living in Nirvana by 2010. And maybe this is the best hope for the Middle East. He can make a suggestion, then both Israel and Palestine can look at each other and say, well, let's definitely not do that. And already they're working from a point of agreement. He's not president anymore, Andy. He's an airborne disease.
Bear in mind with those bracelets, though, John, that Hansi Cronje, the former South African cricket captain, wore a "What Would Jesus Do?" bracelet. And evidently the answer to that question is, take illegal bungs and fix matches.
Read the Bible, Andy. It's all in there. Old Testament.
Now, you, as 21st century listeners to this audio newspaper, probably don't have a very good attention span, so we're going to break up this item on Australia with a fact box. Australia is the most foul-mouthed country in the world. 38.2% of all words said in Australia are rude words or derivatives of rude words. Australia's national motto, "No Worries," actually camouflages deep national concern about the environment, social change, and a slightly embarrassing history of killing natives and stealing their resources. Australia is swelling by 0.3% per year. If it keeps swelling at this rate by the year 3000, it will have knocked Indonesia clean off the face of the planet. And finally, Australia is not the same place as Austria, but Australia and New Zealand are the same place.
Kevin Rudd unveiled his team for the future to Australia, who then ran through an enormous paper banner and banged heads.
Can you clarify that, John?
They ran through a painted picture saying Australia's new parliament, banged heads, whooped, and did the worm, the old breakdancing move.
Oh, right. Is that a traditional Australian ceremony?
Yeah, it's something to do with Aborigines.
Rudd is certainly pretty keen on the environment, keen enough that he has appointed as his new environment minister a rock star, the former lead singer of Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett. And I think this shows he's taking it seriously, because history has proved that people in the 21st century won't listen to anyone who hasn't had at least two top 20 singles.
That's true.
So this is a very smart move by Rudd. And it's great to see the government's now taking the environment seriously, because, you know, for us individuals, as we desperately try to save the environment on our own, it does feel like we're just urinating into a slowly exploding volcano. Yes, it makes us feel better about ourselves. Any piss does. But it's not really helping the overall situation. So we need help from the government to at least fly a crop sprayer over the volcano and look like they're doing something. Kevin Rudd's been described as being a Blair clone. So enjoy that, Australia. Do enjoy that.
Thank you for listening. That is 25 episodes of Top Stories you've had now. If you do like it, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts, if you like rating and reviewing stuff. If not, just keep listening and tell random people in the street about it. And don't forget, you can find out more about all the shows in the Bugle podcast stable at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hold up. Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.